Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're on The Burt Show.
I think we all have this in common, that when we look back at our lives, we want to know that we made a difference in somebody's life, that we left a wake of goodness behind us, that our legacy is that we helped in some way. And Mo is making a big-time effort today, man.
Thank you, man. Yes, it's exactly that, making a difference. I think I got that feeling more than ever in the bond that I've built with Landon, one of our BBA kiddos, and that just kind of opened my eyes to just what it feels like to actually try to make that kind of a difference. And then that led to me wanting to join the Big Brother program and actually become a big brother. So I've been documenting the journey since I started. It's been a while now. It's about, I think, a couple months now since I actually filled out my application. And then they brought me into a couple of meetings, and then I've had to do some phone calls, some virtual phone calls, and you got to pass about 4 or 5 different steps before you actually get to the training, which
as you should,
yeah,
because
for sure.
You're going to be very integral in a child's life, so they want to make sure you know you're not a serial killer.
Yeah, for those that may not even know what the program is, you want to just give the 30-second version of it, and I'm more interested in why that you're involved.
Sure. So they pair you up with a child that they feel like needs some guidance or some help or some extra support. And they try to put you with someone who they feel like your life experiences will be able to help this child. And so it's a 1.5-year commitment to where you will literally be the big brother or the big sister of just a child that just needs a little more help and support. And you try to guide them the best you can with your life experiences. You ultimately become a part of their life and they become a part of your life. And I did it because I remember being that child who could have used some extra support, some extra guidance, especially with my father not having been around for a few years in my youth. I just needed like that role model, that support system. And I can only imagine how much it would have really helped if I had it. And so I figured maybe I could be that for somebody and I could kind of use the experience I felt like I could have used into someone else's life and make a difference. And that's what it was all about for me. And when I started, it was I really wasn't exactly sure what to expect, or I just was like, I just want to make a change and we'll see what happens. And I think the more that I really learned about the program and each step that I take and how they break down, how much of an impact you really will have on someone, I'm starting to get more excited every day.
So this is how long of a interview process is it today again?
2 hours.
And did they give you any inclination of like, what it's going to be about?
No, not necessarily. So what they do is, so you go through the application process. They do the background check. They go through your whole thing. They run through all of the referrals that you give. They talk to everybody about what, like who you are. And once you pass that, which I did, so there's 2 stages now. There's the interview process and there's the training process. So you have to go through the training first, which is that's what I'm doing today. It's a 2-hour training where for all I know really is that they are going to give me the ins and outs of the program, how everything works, when will it start, where will I have to be. They'll guide me through like everything that I need to know and give me all of the information that they feel like I'm going to need for the interview, which the interview is also a 2-hour process where I have to meet with 3 people from the Big Brother program. And then from that point on, I believe that is when they will finally match me up with who they believe I can be somewhat of a help to.
Have you told them, please don't listen to The Burt Show?
I probably should. I didn't think about that one.
Good luck today, man. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. You just being you, man. They're going to love you.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so let's circle back to ridiculousness. I mean, time blindness. that I thought that we would only spend 60 seconds on yesterday because I thought it was completely and totally ridiculous.
So you think time blindness is ridiculous, or the fact that the conversation got so passionate was ridiculous and people online are ridiculous?
Yes.
Okay.
All of it.
Neat.
All right, so it all started with this TikTok from a woman saying that she has time blindness and she can't help being late.
So I'm applying to go somewhere, and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time? They actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist, and if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job.
There was a second clip, yeah?
And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time, when there's other solutions that we can look to, and then to think I'm entitled. No, if people think it's okay to treat others like this, that's entitlement.
You could hear my eye roll yesterday if you were listening to the show. And then Cassie, being the compassionate person she is, said, hey, this is like a real thing. For those that have ADHD, this is a real thing, right?
Yeah, ADHD, autism, not everyone who has those conditions experiences this, but it's basically an inability to understand the passage of time. So where somebody named Ariel on our Insta put it perfectly. So like a normal, it's called neurotypical, if you don't have these sort of afflictions or disorders, you might look at something like getting dressed and be like, yeah, that's going to take 15 minutes. Someone with time blindness is going to be like, it'll take 5. And they just does not register because of the way their brain processes information. And then the reverse is also true. So you might be like, doing the dishwasher is going to take me 15 minutes. Someone with time blindness might be like, I can't do that. It's going to take 40 minutes to do the entire cycle. You know, however, I have to clean the dishes, put them in there, unload them, reload it. And it's just an inability to function and understand the passage of time. Now, a lot of people were chiming in saying there are tools you can use. You can set alarms. You can, you know, it's 10 times harder for people with time blindness to be able to function in a way that neurotypical people who don't suffer from this, it's a lot more difficult than people realize.
So here are some of the comments, right? One of the comments was, hey, this is what alarms are for. Accommodating for people who can easily make personal changes to fix the issue seems unnecessary. It's like society will be forgiving an emergency responder for being late because they have time blindness. This is something that can be easily addressed with discipline and actually given an F. Summer Rose says, my son had ADHD, but I don't give him excuses for not succeeding. He can set alarms to use other tools. He needs to work with his disability, not use it as a crutch. Now, that's a sample of those that were eye rolling with me. On the other side of things, I'm very disappointed. The Burt Show is dismissing a federally recognized disability. I wouldn't have expected such ableism. Time blindness is a symptom and is something that can be focused on with therapies and coping strategies. Someone who truly has ADHD actively tries to make the best of their diagnosis and tries to overcome the biggest hurdles. And then finally, wow, from Kid Korea. Never thought the Burt Show would be putting down and categorizing minorities into groups. Adults who never suffered from ADD and ADHD will never understand how hard it is for us adults to deal with these conditions and still navigate the stigmas of society. Okay, so Cassie said on Instagram it was kind of split. On Facebook, people were more like, hey, suck it up. So let me say this. When we're talking on the air, you have to talk about generalities here. About 4% of the population in the United States has ADHD, 4%. 2% have of the adult population has autism. Okay, so we're talking about a total population right now of less of about 6%. So while I'm not saying that isn't a thing, it certainly is a thing. But in that TikTok, she never mentions ADHD, never mentions ADD, doesn't say anything about it, just that she has time blindness. And for me, that was a big old eye roll. And I think a lot of people will use that to make excuses on why they're late all the time when they simply can be on time and don't have the discipline.
I mean, she may not have mentioned it, and that is an assumption to say that she has it, but apparently time blindness for some people with ADHD and autism is a symptom of their ADHD. So when we're looking at the statistics and stuff, I think where things get conflated is, yes, time blindness is real and there are general sufferers, but then there's also people who are just chronically late and take advantage of situations. And I think, unfortunately, we're piling those two people into the same pot when we need to separate them. Mm-hmm.
And I should point out, too, a lot of the people in the comments who have ADHD and suffer from this also say, I do things. I set alarms. Like, I am working with having ADHD to try and be there on time. It's just sometimes I fail and sometimes I can't. And it just happens that way. And this is what I'm talking about. Like, I'm not saying, like, everyone should be able to be late and just say time blindness. But if you do have somebody that has a disorder and you know about it and they're a good employee and sometimes they show up late 15 minutes, no one's saying 3 hours, 15, 20 minutes late, and you are aware of this and they suffer from it, I think allowances can be made. I mean, we look at, I wouldn't quite equate it to this at all, but if you're talking about percentages of the population, about 1.85% globally of people are wheelchair users. And yet, of course, we recognize as a society, we want to take care of everybody and everybody deserves to be able to participate in society equally. So we make accommodations because that's what you do and that's what's right. And I think because ADHD has become so, I don't want to say fashionable, but sort of like, oh, I'm just ADD, you know, same with OCD, that sort of thing, that we kind of write off those conditions. And it really is, ableism came up a lot in the comments. And I think we have to shift and say, we're not accommodating for this 4%. We are allowing other people and giving them grace so that they can be on an equal playing field with the rest of us if the job allows it.
You're on The Burt Show.